Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, so we kind of got this interesting question regarding, does anyone have a favorite Detroit Lion who's not a skill position player, not a guy with the football in his hands all the time? There's a lot to like at those positions. And I said, I was very specific to say current, like guy who's playing for the Lions now, because I think probably the runaway winner would be Aiden Hutchinson, but he's not current and he's not playing for the Lions. So the guys that suit up and take the field now for the Lions, do you have a current favorite that is not a skill position player? Because the under the huddle thing, after watching it last night, Kang was like, Alex Anzalone is now my favorite Detroit Lion.
Under the helmet, yep.
Yep. Hands down. That's his guy. And it's because he thinks they share a lot in common, because they both have, Alex Anzalone and his wife have two small children. Kang's got two small children. When he heard him talk, he's like, I can relate to everything he's saying about fatherhood.
Did you guys also notice when they do the introductions on like Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football, Anzalone goes, instead of saying it's college, he goes, Alex Anzalone, father of two.
I didn't notice that, but okay, I never
he's been
noticed
doing it.
I think I did notice that the previous Monday night game.
I don't know if anybody else does this, but as soon as I see the picture, I try and yell out the college before they say it.
You yell it out?
Yeah, I yell it out in the living room. My family laughs at me because I'm immediately, you know.
Now Gator's going to laugh at you.
Everybody can laugh at me.
With
nothing
him,
new.
I laugh with him, King.
Oh, okay.
Brian Branch, Alabama!
So you get Anzalone wrong then.
Yeah, I do, because, well, I won't hear what he says because I'll yell out, Florida! But I do pretty well with the Lions.
Do you?
Do reasonably well.
It's good to hear.
But when they're like, let's go to the Texans defense, I'm like, oh, this is going to be challenging. All right, so here's some of the feedback. We took the 10 texts. Favorite Lion, not a skill position player, not a guy. Current Detroit Lion. Here, Brian Branch, and it's not even close. That's from an unnamed texter. Colin writes in, Dan Skipper. Nick says, my favorite is Frank the Tank, though he does start every play with the ball in his hand. He counts. Mike and Goodrich, Penei Sewell, and it's not even close. Who are you trying to convince when you say that?
Himself.
I think so. Penei Sewell, and it's not even close. The pregame speeches are electric. He gave a good one. One of my favorite phrases in the middle of a good pregame speech, and I watched this once, when he said, we're going to lock the gates. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you lock those gates.
Yeah, now you just can't leave.
Cosmo in Brownstown Township says Brian Branch. Robinport Huron says Kirby Joseph. Paul and Frazier, well, he touches the football, but he uses his foot. Jake Bates. Daryl says Aleem McNeil, that's my dude. Crushed me when he went down and not currently playing. But here's Jared writes in, I was an Anzalone big-time hater in 21 and 22, and now he's my favorite player.
There it is.
Yep. So mine, and 248-539-9797, is your favorite Lion, a non-skill position player. Mine is Terrion Arnold. And it's solely because of the Instagram post when he was talking about how cold it was. Because it was hysterical. He wasn't really complaining. He was just like,
he was stunned.
He couldn't believe how cold it was. And he went to Instagram and his personality was hysterical.
Yeah. Then he had to go out and get all new gear.
And then he did another Instagram post in one of these big Nanook of the North coats going, hey, just an update. I got a coat. It's still cold.
And the way he phrased it was almost like he wanted to keep it on the down low. He was like, hey, I found a place. Like, dude.
Yeah.
We all know where to get a winter coat. You know?
I think it was like Old Navy or something, too. Like, it wasn't.
You're
like,
okay, man. It's good.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
Yeah, they actually sell those here. I got. I went to Macy's, and who knew?
I went to Jared Goff's closet.
Right, exactly. Goff, We ask Goff that question. What he had three or four. He goes, I got three or four winter coats right away.
Huge puffy coat.
Yeah. He said it went out when he got traded to Detroit. Goff was in one of our interviews, just so you know what Gator's referencing. We asked him, did you do anything because of the cold? And he goes, oh, yeah, dude, I loaded up. He goes, I don't wear any of the stuff now. But he went out and bought like four or five huge coats. But anyway, mine's Terrion Arnold because of the Instagram post. And then I started watching his Instagram post, and he's hysterical.
Yeah, I have a harder time because, like, for me, it seems like it's easy for it's Penei Sewell. Love Penei Sewell, just he's the best player on the team, and he's and what he does, he's so incredible. Might be the best in the NFL. His pregame speeches, the previous texter mentioned, they're awesome, and I mean, you'd follow that guy through a brick wall. Love all that, but I felt like it's obvious. So then I went with the less obvious. Is it Brian Branch? But Brian Branch is kind of obvious. My under-the-radar guy, which I think is really the kind of answer you want.
Yep.
It's Ify Mulinfonwu.
Oh, yeah?
I root for this guy, dude. Man. I root for this guy. You know, he just seems like he is a difference-making player when he's out on the field. He makes plays. He hits hard and with authority and with a purpose. And it's like when you say, you know, lock the gates.
Yep.
To me, it's like... Mulinfonwu was one of those guys that starts to smile when you say that. Like, I love this guy. I'm so glad he's healthy and out there contributing. And you touched on something yesterday of what a difference it makes because it's to have him back because of the injuries the Lions have gone through. What it allows them to do is to go ahead and you put Robertson on the outside corner. And then Branch can go back to slot corner where he's so good in coverage. And Mulinfonwu just goes back to being safety and wreaking havoc from wherever he's at. I love it.
So the thing about Mulinfonwu that's, you know, again, you got guys who exceed your expectations. I'll be honest about something. They draft him in the third round of 2021, Brad Holmes' first draft. And the way I recall it, he did nothing. He was a non-factor. He wasn't somebody that I thought was an asset to the organization. He was a guy who was just kind of there. And at first it was like, he's a rookie. Yeah, we'll pay attention. Third round pick. And midway through his third year, I had pretty much written him off of being any kind of impact player. And correct me if I'm wrong. Late last year, suddenly Mulinfonwu was all over the field.
Yeah.
And then he gets hurt this year. And now he's back. And he looks like he's that all over the field guy again.
He only played 7 games his rookie season. Then played in 10 games in 2022. And then last year played in 17 games, all 17 games in the regular season, had 3 quarterback sacks, had a forced fumble, had 2 picks. He was a playmaker.
It's clearly one of those deals where I just pulled the plug way too early in my own mind. I mean, it wasn't like we were doing shows around what a bust Mulinfonwu was. It was just like, okay, he's a third round pick that doesn't look like he's going to be anything particularly special. And now he's an asset to this team. And it started late in his third year. The way I recall it. But 248-539-9797. Is your favorite Detroit Lion a non-skill position player? Current Detroit Lion guy who's playing right now. We go to Matt and Pinckney. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Matt.
Hey, now. Hey, had to drive all the way over to Grand Rapids. You guys are making my ride much smoother, so thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Cool.
My guy is a guy who probably gets no fanfare, no nothing, never gets introduced. But Jack Fox, I watched their inside the den about Jack Fox and what he got he got picked up by Kansas City. Then they cut him and they called him. He came back out and then they cut him right again and they Ubered him back to his parents' home. I mean, he was down and out and then the Lions called and man, I don't know if I've ever seen. You know, in the first like 5 games this year, the total return yards was 1. That's amazing hang time. What a great punter. I mean. Switching the field, you never fear like being pinned back deep because you know this guy's going to kick it 60 yards with a 5-yard return.
You're
my
right.
Favorite guy. I love Jack Fox.
You're right. And by the way, if you need a fourth down fake punt, you can count on Jack Fox.
Yeah, if you remember that he's had like a – I don't think he's missed a pass. I think he's perfect passer rating with a touchdown or 2. So I don't know.
Let's look at his career. Amazing. His career stats, punting, kicking, defense, passing. He is 4 for 5 for 61 yards with a long of 21 and a quarterback rating of 117.5.
There you go. There's our backup quarterback.
Throws a beautiful pass.
Was he the one that did the place-kicking video like when he was at Rice? Or was he in high school?
He cannot kick.
It was when hysterical. It comes to place-kicking. He put out, you know how everybody puts out their highlight tape? He put out a highlight tape of himself place-kicking. And it was like, here I am from 25 yards, 35 yards, 45 yards, 55. Every kick was wide right.
Yeah, everything.
Every single kick was pushed, wide right. Sense of humor.
It wasn't highlight. It was low light tape.
Yeah, right. But every kick pushed it right.
I don't even know if that's true what the caller said about 1 yard of return, but it sounds awesome.
It does sound awesome.
Return yardage, 1.
Well, that total is now up to 135. Apparently, return yards. Okay. Is your favorite Lion a non-skilled position player? Current Lion. I was playing right now. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1. Scott writes in, my favorite Detroit Lion from a non-glory position is Dan Skipper. I laugh every time I see him towering over everybody else. He looks like he should be guarding a dungeon. Yeah, I could see that.
Hodor. Sorry, that's a Game of Thrones reference.
Yeah, I was about to say, help a brother out.
Yeah,
he looks like a character from the Game of Thrones, Doug. Defending the North.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Frank Ragnow had a YouTube channel about fishing, and early in the Goff area, he took Goff fishing on Lake St. Clair. It was early spring. Goff showed up in a hoodie and skinny jeans or something, and Ragnow laughed at him and gave him a thick hooded winter coat because it was frigging cold out there. Goff had no idea. It was great.
Ragnow's pretty great.
Yeah.
Here's what this exercise has told us. There's so many players to like.
Yep.
And for a bunch of different reasons. This is a very likable team. It's been fun to watch them grow together and become the winners that they have, and they still have room to grow and become even better, and that they can achieve their goals this year.
Johnny Be Good on Twitch said, Amik is mine just because of his quote after the last Minnesota game, and I was like, "What?" I asked him, what quote was that? And Settle Down Beavis responded, you can't bury what came from dirt.
Yeah. It's a great quote. He also has one of the great beards in sports. That thing is so well manicured.
Yeah.
It is fantastic. In all its glory on Sunday night, cameras all over that thing. That was amazing.
From YouTube, Jason writes in, mine is Malcolm Rodriguez. Even after going down, he's been okay since 08. Actually live an hour. Been in Oklahoma since 08. Actually live an hour and a half from where he's from. And then he writes, coincidence, LOL. Probably a coincidence, yes, but...
But he's not playing.
Chris on YouTube says, Doug is saying Sewell is not a skilled player. No, that's not what I'm saying. He's a very skilled player.
That's why I joked about it, saying, well, I can't have Penny Sewell because he's got the ball in his hands. He's carrying the ball. He's throwing the ball. He's catching the ball.
We got a text, Doug, that says, does Jack Campbell's leg know about this?
Yeah, so the funny thing is Campbell's sort of the obvious response for me. I think Campbell's is going to be an elite player, but I got to tell you, the way Jack Campbell is wired, I don't think Jack Campbell will ever win me over with an Instagram post, and that's fine, but I wonder if Jack Campbell even has an Instagram page. Tarion Arnold is hysterical. I want more outdoor winter videos with Tarion Arnold.
Want to see if he's out there today.
Yeah, what are you doing today, Tarion?
It's gotten warmer today. Now we're over 20 degrees now, but then like this morning, how ridiculous it was.
Yeah.
Was he driving to Allen Park this morning?
He hasn't even seen like a full-on Michigan blizzard yet.
Oh, no. He hasn't seen snow?
And the way this is going, I'm not sure we're going to have one of those this winter.
You shut up. Why would you do that? Why? Why? Hopefully we got a couple playoff games to host here. People don't want to hear that when they have to deal with driving downtown or anywhere.
What are you talking about?
Just shut up. God, you're awful.
But I like winter. I'm disappointed. We have
so
no
go up north and enjoy the winter over the weekend.
Well, I can't this weekend, but maybe next weekend. We'll see.
Why? Because of pigskin pandemonium.
Kind of, yeah. Because of the five-finger football death punch that we're about to get. Five straight days of playoff football. 248-539-9797 is your favorite Detroit Lion, a non-skill position player. Now, Aiden Hutchinson obviously would probably, I mean, I would guess he'd be the runaway winner of this. It's kind of why we said current. But he's given a lot of reasons for people to like him, to say the least. Okay, Gator, we have some possible point spreads for second round matchups. These are early point spreads. So the Lions have, I'm seeing this for three opponents. There have been point spreads put out. You ready for this?
I am ready.
Okay, this is according to our friends at betonline.ag. Look ahead point spreads. Lions, Vikings. What do you think the point spread on that would be?
Lions 5.5.
Lions would be a 3.5-point favorite.
Hmm. They're way off. They only beat them by 22 last time.
Lions, Rams.
Lions -4.5.
Lions -7.
I don't like how this is going.
Lions, Packers.
Lions 5.5.
Lions -5.
I got close.
Again, betonline.ag. These are odds most likely to be named Super Bowl MVP. Most likely to be named Super Bowl MVP. Who do you think the favorite is to be named Super Bowl MVP? Kang, this question's for you as well.
For Super Bowl MVP,
yep.
Favorite would be Patrick Mahomes.
I agree.
He is the 4-1 favorite. The next guy's 5-1.
Jared Goff.
I'll go Josh Allen.
One of you is correct, and it is Gator.
Yes.
Goff is the second favorite.
I'm glad you're right.
Thanks, my man.
Tied for third favorite at 6-1 is two players.
It would be Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
That is correct. Other Lions.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
He is 16-1. He is the sixth favorite.
Amon Ross St. Brown.
He is 20-1. He is the eighth favorite.
Kirby Joseph?
No.
Jameson Williams?
Jameson Williams is 66-1. He's in the middle of the pack. That might be it.
Where's Aiden Hutchinson, Doug?
Sam LaPorta?
Sam LaPorta is 125-1. Kang said that because yesterday we made a bet. Kang bet 10 lunches against my one lunch that Aiden will play in the Super Bowl. Just so people know, everybody in the station wants Kang's side of this bet.
Though you could have like 50 lunches, man.
Or I could be buying 5 lunches.
Yes. That's the other side.
Yep.
You know.
But I will gladly.
That's just math.
I think you will. Well, look, even if Aiden plays, I'm not sure I would expect all that much, but there's a chance here that I will be buying you a lunch. I'm okay with that. I got enticed by the 10 lunches, the 10 free lunches. There is no point spread on a possible Lions-Commanders game. For some reason, I don't know why that is, but yep. You can bet would an NFC North team reach the Super Bowl. There are three of them in the playoffs. Yes is -165. No is +125. Will either number one seed win the Super Bowl? So you can bet on the Chiefs and the Lions to win the Super Bowl. Yes, +125. No, -165. For what it's worth. That's a bet you can make involving the Lions right now, betonline.ag. I want to thank everybody who listens through the Audacy app. Download it for your mobile device today, A-U-D-A-C-Y. We've got more and more calls and listeners from all around the country. We love it. Thank you very much. Love getting perspectives from other communities. And certainly there's a strong Detroit Lions fan base from all over. Again, thank you for listening. And Audacy app, download for your mobile device today. Same thing on our website, 971theticket.com, where Champ and Chumper posted great content from the Birchie Kid and Evan. Additionally, you can stream with video. Go to twitch.tv and youtube.com, where you type in the search bar, 971theticket, and bang, there we are. Myself, Gator Kang. You can participate in the streaming chat. We do love those all the ways that people take in the program. We swing around the NFL next. You're on Carson Anderson, 97.1. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize but focus on many different areas of the law. And there's a huge differential when it comes to Michigan Auto Law. They choose to take on fewer cases than other law firms. They take on fewer cases on purpose. This means they have more time for your case, and this formula leads to faster and larger settlements for their clients. Many people call Michigan Auto Law because they can't get a call back from their current law firm. Proactive communication is super important to them. Michigan Auto Law returns all phone calls within 24 hours. You will get a call back from them. They care more, so you win more. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com. Birchie Kid's out skating on the ice near Belle Isle right now. He tweeted out a video of his dog Gator chasing him on the ice as he's skating. We retweeted it, so at DungGator971, you want to check it out. Some news on the Tiger front. Tiger deals today. These are arbitration or avoiding arbitration deals. Scooble just got a $10.6 million deal, raised from $2 million. Matt Vierling, $3 million. Casey Mize, $2.34 million. Jake Rogers, $2.64 million. Will Vest, $1.4 million. Jason Foley, $3.15 million. This all according to Chris McCoskey. Still waiting on Bo Brisky. But Scooble beat the arbitration estimate of $8 million. It's $10.515 million coming off the Cy Young season. So I just read something regarding this Rams-Vikings game coming up on Monday night. Rams writer Adam Grossbard wrote, "The Rams sent a statement to season ticket holders emphasizing that the playoff opener versus the Vikings remains scheduled for Monday at SoFi Stadium." But again added, quote, "As with all games, the NFL has contingency plans in the event a change in location is needed." When he writes "as with all games," does that mean like when the Lions are taking on the Bears in week 10? They go, okay, if they can't play at Ford Field, we're going to play it at. Like, do they always make contingency plans for every game of the season?
I would think that they would have plans in place. That they would have discussions about that, sure, so they can move quickly.
Yeah,
like, hey, what's the emergency plan here? Where do the Lions play if there's, you know, Ford Field has a situation where, you know, there's no electricity, nothing works there. You got to move, got to play somewhere else.
Yeah, where do they go? I mean, I wonder what the Ford Field emergency plan is.
San Diego. I mean, where would it be? Would it be like Cleveland? Would they be playing outside? Or would they want something like, if you're the Lions, you would want it to be a similar environment, wouldn't you?
So Indy?
I was just going to say,
if the Colts are home.
Oh, then Minnesota?
Yeah, maybe. Then I saw this from a Penn State writer, writes for Penn Live, Johnny McGonigal.
Yeah, I saw this.
Just tweeted the following. "Just ran into Ohio State fans in the hotel elevator. They misread the bracket and thought Ohio State would be playing in the Orange Bowl. They'll be at Penn State Notre Dame tonight. He follows it up. For those wondering, they looked like students, said they, quote, misread the bracket. Didn't say if they literally misread and booked or misread how it would play out, thinking Ohio State would play in the Orange Bowl and booked weeks ago. Funny either way, and stunned they didn't sell. So they bought flights to Miami, bought tickets to the game before they realized Ohio State wasn't in the game. This checks out.
Oh, you're saying that's on point for Ohio State fans?
Just saying.
Is that what you're saying? Because where is the other game?
Dallas.
It's Dallas?
Okay. Just missed it. I mean, if you bought thinking that, hey, let's buy before the bracket comes out, one of the two semifinals we think our team will be there. Boy, that's a ballsy
move. That's risky.
That is super risky in this day and age where they had to win two games to get there. Super risky.
Yeah, I think they literally misread the bracket and assumed, oh yeah, here we go, Texas taking them on, and we're going to the Orange Bowl. They just misread it.
That's a bad mistake.
It is. But doubling down on the mistake by not selling the ticket and switching up, although
if you have a non-refundable flight, do you just go? Say, screw it, let's just go. If you can only afford one trip,
if I had a non-refundable flight, yes, I'm going to go to that game.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think I am probably too. If it's a non-refundable flight, and just say, okay, my choices are skip the Orange Bowl, try and sell the tickets, take a bath on the flight, and watch the Ohio State game at home, or go to the game, enjoy the game, and watch the Ohio State game back at the hotel the next night or back at home.
Right.
But that's a bit of a whoops.
Sounds like something I would have done.
Does it really?
Well, I mean, just because I've told the story before where I misread my plane ticket to fly back from Los Angeles one time, and I thought it was flying back on a Saturday when, in fact, it was Friday. So when I got to the airport on that Saturday, my buddy dropped me off. Said, hey, thanks again. We'll see you next time, and have a great trip back. Thanks for having me. Walk in, go to check in, and then they said, your flight has already left. I'm like, what do you mean it already left? It's not supposed to leave for another hour. No, it left yesterday. Oh, great. So, next flight, when's that one available? Well, you got to have to run, and you got to run across the airport to there and be there in 45 minutes. I can do that. Okay. How much is it? This is like 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. The flight, the one-way ticket from L.A. to Detroit on that short of notice was something like $700.
Ouch.
One way. And I said, oh, wow. I said, well, is that first class? And she laughed at me. Said, oh, no, that's not first
class. Closest I came to this was the 2017 Outback Bowl in Tampa. That is the game where Jadeveon Clowney ate Vincent Smith.
Right, yeah. Was there a highlight of that?
Yeah. They played it on TV that one time.
He wasn't blocked and made the play?
Yep. Anyway, I had a December 29th flight and returning after the game, January 1st. Got to the airport. And it wouldn't let me check in, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And it was because I booked a December 29th flight from Tampa to Detroit with the return on January 1st. Somehow, some way, I'd inverted the whole thing. So I had a flight out of Tampa leaving in 2 hours, not a flight out of Detroit.
Oh.
And then the flight from Detroit to Tampa scheduled for January 1st. So I had to go to the desk, and they actually took care of it, but I couldn't fly out till the next day.
Okay. Well, so, that's not horrible.
Just like you, I had to call my ride to the airport and say, hey, well, can you come back and get me?
Well, I didn't call my ride. I just...
Oh, you didn't?
No, right. I had to bite the bullet, pay the $750, whatever it was, to fly the one way. And then I let them know when I landed. I said, oh, by the way.
Honestly, it was one of the dumber feelings I ever had. I did what?
Yeah, that was one of the dumber feelings I ever had, without question.
But you know what? I've noticed, I'll do this too, where like you're searching on a hotel website and you start playing around with dates, and then you go to other websites of other hotels and you go, I'll just go back to the first one, and you realize you booked it. I go, okay, I'll book it now. And you book it, and you book it for like the wrong dates because you've done so much searching. And I've done that a bunch too, but
yeah, look, this was it was not a proud moment for me, but in the end, I'm glad it worked out the way that it did, because the extra day that I spent there, I had an awesome time. There was some great experiences that went in with that, so that was it was well worth it.
The day you were supposed to be home.
Yes.
That's great.
I think we actually spent that day in San Diego, I think, or in Del Mar. So it was beautiful.
Very nice. Rico Beard has made his way in studio.
Gentlemen.
How are you, sir?
You're getting there.
You're getting there?
Yeah.
Is there a problem?
Well, I see you brought with you your gin. That's good.
The smells of redesigning the office is just starting to get to me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, the whole office redesign is pretty, is a lot. A lot going on out there. It's rather discombobulating.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to be nice. Let's just talk about the show.
Yeah. What do you got planned coming up next?
More potential changes in college sports. And so David was just like, you know what? It's an effort and futility, but if you could just change one thing or just fix one thing, what would it be? It's when I've realized that, you know what? People aren't necessarily smarter than you. These are the best and brightest, the NCAA presidents and athletic director. They just make more money than you. They're not smart at all. Because they find different ways to just screw the. How can we F this up even more?
So if I were to, you're not talking about reversing something that's already held. You're just changing one thing. I think conference realignment sucks.
Doug, if you just wait about another 3 years, it'll go full circle. And it's like Big Ten, West Coast, and all these different West Coast teams that may or may not resemble the Pac-10.
Yep, exactly. Well, have a great show. Stay safe, everyone. Treat each other with respect. 97.1.